It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
I'm here at the Microsoft Technology Center in Waltham, Massachusetts for CRM Incubation Week. We've amassed five startups to go through and learn about CRM as an XRM platform and build out their solution using Microsoft resources in terms of hardware and people, as well as business advisors. So we should have a great week. We're going to learn about each one. They were culled down from a list of 30 potential candidates down to these five. So let's go learn more about these startups.
Hi, this is Jennifer Caulfield from Smart Redpen. The project that we have been working on this week is a second language learning tool developed in Microsoft Dynamics CRM. We chose the Dynamics CRM platform to quickly capture the multitude of complex relationships between our questions and our grammar, vocabulary, and conjugation resources. It also gives us the ability to associate content with different learning texts so that teachers using our tool can find the content they need for their classes more quickly. What you see here is a list of questions, and they're categorized by topics and can include both images and sound media. The system is set up so that individual teachers can package this content, as well as their own, into assessments which can be run by the student in our Silverlight player. What you see here is some questions involving direct and indirect objects in Spanish. And for the first question, the appropriate answer should actually be "Los quiero." And so we have built into our system some initial feedback, which is don't forget the direct object. And if a student looks at it and reviews his information, he'll realize that "Los quiero" is the correct answer there. Here, a common mistake might be to conjugate the verb. And you will see right here that we've got the feedback that that needs to be in the infinitive. So that would be the correct answer. If there was a mistake made that was incorrect and that we did not have feedback for, all these answers are being captured in the system, and common mistakes that feedback is still not provided for, we provide feedback for, making the tool improve over time and with use. Right now we're set up for both multiple choice and text entry or fill-in-the-blank questions. And hopefully we, as our product is used, will continue to improve. So thank you very much for taking the time to look at this.